producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, we have 7 minutes after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be here every week, 52 weeks a year, with an overview of what's going on in the fascinating, friendly, funny, sometimes relevant, hopefully, irrelevant was what came out. I don't know if that's a Freudian slip or not. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher of SAME, with the overview of the best in news talk radio, the top 10 items for this week, story-wise and people-wise. And once we go through the list, I'm sure we're going to spend some time, as is the case and seems to be the case, has been the case for the last year, and maybe will be certainly through the election. But what about these crazy people who are running? And can America afford to elect a crazy president? That's verbatim from talkers.com, which is a part of our overview here. This is a very interesting time, Michael.
Yes, indeed. And that headline that we ran is resonating.
Yeah, right.
Everybody thinks that it was specifically aimed against their candidate. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. But here we go. We have at number 10 this week, these are the top 10 stories of the week as in terms of how much conversation they've had on news talk radio. The number one topic, of course, really dominated, but there's other stuff out there, like Scott Kelly returning from space at number 10, the aftermath of the controversial Oscars at number 9, number 8, the fascinating story of Apple versus the FBI and vice versa, at number 7, the battle against ISIS, at number 6, Syria hostilities and the Russians' involvement therein. The Scalia replacement debate is at number 5. European migrant problems is at number 4. And number 3, U.S. immigration policy. The Hillary Clinton email investigation is number 2. And number 1, the aftermath of Super Tuesday, which now already seems like, here it is, we're at the weekend, like ancient history. And, of course, the presidential race, that's it. And at number 10 on the People Survey, we have Scott Kelly. He's the astronaut. Chris Rock. He was the host of the Oscars. Number 9 is Chris Rock. Number 8 is Tim Cook. He's the Apple guy. We have at number 7, Brian Pagliano. He's the one who has immunity. Mitt Romney at number 6. That's an interesting one. Bernie is at number 5. Marco and Ted tied at number 4. President Obama is number 3 this week. Hillary Clinton is number 2. And the most talked about person in America, on or off the air, the source of conversations everywhere from elevators to dinner tables, and the man who is causing more arguments among former friends and relatives is Donald Trump. Lots of sparks are flying.
Well, we have a lot of people. Talk radio, or the news talk radio format, and maybe we would call it political talk radio, that's what some people call it, has had its heyday focused on what was wrong often with government and or the parties in charge, the people who were in charge. And so here we have two people who are focused on that, and it's resonating more than it ever has in my lifetime, Michael, and maybe yours as well. We're both about the same age. I've never seen or experienced anything where the public was so outspoken about the anger that they have toward the powers that be. And the powers that be continue to show, in my estimation anyway, how out of touch they are with what the people are saying. And I wonder if that isn't something that's going on some of the talk radio programs where there is staunch support for candidates because of their status within the party, and that's what's expected of the hosts versus what the public is actually saying. Like Bernie Sanders or not, like Donald Trump or not, the public is speaking very loudly, it would seem to me, about what they think regarding some of the major topics, in a sense, that have been prolific on news talk radio programs for decades.
Well, hopefully the public is speaking, because if the public doesn't express itself, one, democracy will never work, and two, talk radio will never work. So, yeah, we're seeing an enhancement in the cause and effect in terms of the relationship between the public and the media. A lot of this has been, the seeds for this have been set by comments sections, by, you know, tell us what you think, send us your tweets. There's an ongoing dialogue. So over the last, you know, it's 16 years since 2001, and we really have deepened into the interactivity of public opinion. So and the 20th century, you know, media, 21st century is unfolding that way, and it's chaotic. There also are issues that have annoyed the public. But truthfully, if you think back to the 90s, when this era of talk radio really took off, it was based upon the public's disgust and anger with big stuff. It wasn't left and right. It was more little guys against big government, big business, big media, big religion, big everything. But, of course, this whole nation is based on big. And we find ourselves at a crossroads and a terrible dilemma because so many people find that whatever the results of this election to be, they will find it something they cannot live with. The aftermath of this election is going to be an incredibly contentious period.
Well, is this about, I wonder if people have examined this on their radio programs, about freedom? Is freedom good? Can you run a country? Can a country be run by the people in it? Or do we need an authoritarian, oligarchical state of affairs so that one person is the supreme leader? You saw what happened in Iran this week. The Iranians had an election, and the results of their election are the same as what's going on here. The people hate the government. The Iranian election overwhelmingly pushed the conservatives, the old-timers, out, and the young, new professionals, I suppose we call them the millennials here. I think they're older there, but the people who voted in Iran by huge margins, tossing out the powers that be in favor of much more moderate, much more open to the West, much more interested in what's going on in the rest of the world, the Iranians don't want to be left in the dust. And I think that's a really interesting, I think that's fascinating, frankly. I find it that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, educated people want freedom. They want to move forward. They want to be progressive, whether they're educated people, young people from the Middle East or from the
But can we handle it? That's the question. Now,
well,
we're a mature democracy.
That's a no-brainer. We can only handle it if we have an educated public and if we have a diligent press. We cannot handle it.
But we don't have either of those two things now in America.
Well,
we have a horrible
press.
Yeah,
and we don't have a benevolent dictator. No. You know, if you know, we had a benevolent dictator, or we had a charismatic leader around which movements can swell that you can trust, where the person was a man or a woman of deep conviction, deep wisdom, deep commitment, deep selflessness, then it would work. But if the charismatic leader is another phony fascist, and I'm not saying Trump, I'm saying any of them,
yep,
another phony fascist, then we go into a situation similar to what's happened in Europe after World War I, when people were angry, disgusted, humiliated, worried,
yep,
economically stressed, and would rally around someone who promises to make their country strong and great again.
Well, part of that was because of the Treaty of Versailles, which ended World War One. Really didn't it really in that treaty sowed the seeds of World War Two because of the restrictions that they placed on people there. That's a whole different thing. But I mean, right now we have a lot of seeds that are being sowed here for a lot of reasons. People are upset because they want to be more educated. They want to have more freedom because their freedoms are being taken away from them little by little by a non-benevolent federal government. That's the way a lot of people, I think the majority, feel that way. It's a great opportunity for conversation on great news talk radio programs, which is what we're all about here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How strong is Allegra D?
If my congestion's out of my way, strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Illinois school students last year took a new standardized assessment called PARC. This exam marks the first time the tests were aligned to what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with former state tests. Here's 2015 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Steve Elza.
Every teacher who took part in the research came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standard, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong, critical, and analytical thinking skills. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will help make sure all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Stephan, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, and the answer to the big question is that we have big of everything. It isn't just big government, right?
Yeah, I mean, big government is only part of the problem. There's big business. I think that Americans are more in danger of losing their freedom to big corporations than they are to big business, to big government, because the big corporations are controlling the government. Yep. And that goes back to what you're talking about freedom. If you can buy the government, those who have the most money in a capitalistic society make the rules.
Well, look what's happening in Florida this week before the primary there. The Koch brothers have put $25 million into a PAC to spend on radio and television in Florida to try to get Marco Rubio to win the Florida primary. He's not going to win the Florida primary. He's behind 24 points now. They can spend $100 million, and he's not going to win. But they're so frustrated with what's going on because they can't control it to the very thing you're speaking about, Michael.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's going to be interesting to see the Florida primary. And, if Marco Rubio loses it, he's probably finished. See, yeah. Ted Cruz can at least say, look, they like me in Texas where they know me. Uh-huh. They wouldn't have voted me a victory if they didn't like what I did for them. That's a
well,
good point.
And when you look at the way they performed on Thursday night, all of them looked ridiculous, except for maybe Kasich at this point. But the three of the rest of them were obscenely not only irrelevant, but just, I mean, this is not the third grade. What we got going on here? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You said this about me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is foolishness. Ah, that's a great conversation anyway. 21 after the hour. This is the Weekly Talk Radio Review.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. I wish we could play some of the excerpts from our conversations between our conversations.
You and I would be shock jocks.
Oh, my God. We were just singing to each other. Here we go. Back to the issues. Talk Radio Countdown Show, a week in review here on News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, who actually can sing. Question comes now before us. Think about this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. If you were on the stage with Donald Trump in a debate, would you have done what Marco Rubio and Teddy Cruz did? Or would you do what Kasich did and basically ignore the rest of them? Michael, how would you handle that?
I would do a halfway measure. I would give him back a lot of his own medicine, but I would do it in a politely dismissive way, so as not to sink into the mud. You know, you mud wrestling, everybody gets covered with mud, but you got to defend yourself. His presence on the stage forces that issue, and unfortunately for the other candidates, the ones that have tried to remain above the fray have fallen by the wayside. I don't know whether Kasich is going to wind up the nominee because somehow there'll be such chaos as we get closer to the convention that they'll go with him, as he indicated on Thursday night, that I may wind up being the nominee. But the fact of the matter is, just like with Bush and with Kasich, by ignoring Trump, you come across as boring, weak, and ineffective, because the reality show aspect of the debates supersedes the reality of why they're there.
Well, the other side of why the, well, I don't know about, I'm not going to speak to Rubio and to Cruz, but Trump is there solely because of the anger that people have toward government, toward big business, toward all the things you were just talking about. Kasich is staying out of it in a sense. He may represent it to a certain point, but not really as much as Rubio and Cruz, because they are the problem. They've been in the Senate, and I don't know why, instead of doing all the stupid elementary juvenile stuff back and forth, all Trump has to do is say, what you guys done to fix the problems? That's the only question that you have to ask these guys. And they stand there and go, because they haven't done anything. to fix the problem. They've created, if anything else, certainly Rubio can be accused with credibility of messing things up. And yet he's the best, he's the bright light of you know, the Birch guys, the Koch brothers, and whoever else is out there trying to save what was left of the Republican Party that they could control. And so this is really a very interesting reality. It really is. These guys, it floors me as to how out of touch all of them really are. I mean, I think Trump, if he just be normal, but maybe that's one of the things I want to talk to you about when we continue on, because you have Joy Brown this week and Up Close and Far Out, and the focus is on Donald Trump. I know. I mean, I don't know that you asked her that way. I haven't listened to it yet, but I think it's worth our taking some time to talk about it, because I think that that's what a lot of people think. I've chatted this conversation with my children, and they think this guy is certifiably off his rocker. And how could you have a president like that? And I wonder, if we look back in history, Michael, if you could ever find, of all of the, 44 presidents you've had, if there was anybody that was psychologically unstable. A lot of people made the argument about FDR at the end. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the psychological stability of the president is a very important element for people to take into account.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because
exactly.
It's too powerful a position, and it can unhinge even a stable person, the pressure and idolatry.
Right. The way to fix this whole problem is to have George Clooney as president. Let's just deal with it. You know, put him up there. Let him run for president. He's good.
We need Mahatma Gandhi. We need Buddha. We need Jesus. We need we need a figure that
is ecumenical.
Trust.
Yeah, right. 28 past the hour. This is the Weekly Talk Radio.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire. It doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer, your emergency preparedness solution to the cold, your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Now 33 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com, same place you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things about this fascinating world of news talk radio, which hopefully is relevant and reflects what the American people are thinking, no matter what the thoughts are. There are a lot of things going on in the world. It isn't just about politics, but when you are confronted with what's going on in our country, as we've been discussing here, there are lots of things that are in the mix, and seemingly they are all political. Although I did think this week the Aaron Andrews case, compelling visuals and the audio of her testimony, and then the outrage that comes from thinking, Michael, about how somebody could mount a defense of their company by trying to make her look bad when she didn't do anything but go into her room and expect privacy. How do you do anything other than, do you realize how badly Marriott looks, how horrible? And, you know, then people start digging around. They find out they're Mormons, and the Mormons, people have said, don't have any respect for women. It's a sexist society. No wonder this woman's being treated the way she is. I mean, there's pretty interesting conversation there around a lot of issues in our society that may be part of what we're feeling. You know, there's a lot of growth pains because of, who knows what, social media, the way
I think that the lack of privacy is up there in the top 10 problems facing humanity right now. Up there with lack of clean water. Real issues that you don't think about as being political issues. Privacy, the environment. It is important whether we like to admit it or not. Without the environment being proper, we can be wasted and gone.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It'd be a footnote in history, a speck of dust in the wind.
Well, that's what I have with dinosaur. I mean, we could, everything here, we think we're so big and so tough. Scott Kelly, another great conversation this week, number 10 on the countdown, his return from the space station, and the shots that he would send down. He had great things that he posted on social media. thinking about our world, and it looks so big from the space station, but when you get further out, it looks so small. It's a little teeny planet, third rock from the sun, and this is a small solar system, and we're in a small galaxy, and yet we all think, wow, we're so big and we're so important. You know, we really aren't. And so Kelly did a great job, I thought, of not only telling that story in a very nice and fundamental way, but also inspiring people to go back into the sciences and into math. And now these programs that are being put forth, I think I may have told you this last week or the week before, I met the pilot of this new mission to the asteroid, that is going to launch on September, I believe, 15th or 17th, and go out. It's going to take 2 years to get to an asteroid that nobody has ever seen, that they know is out there, but they can't see it. They're going to land this spaceship on, it's about the size of a school bus. They're going to land it on the asteroid. They're going to direct it to dig up whatever it can, scoop it up, put it inside the device, turn it around, and fly it back to Earth. Whole process is going to take about 4 years, and it's all being done with technology. And this kid who's 30 years old, who's the pilot, you know, we think of the pilot. Okay, we think of Scott Kelly as a pilot. This guy's going to be in Denver. He's never going to move. He's going to be in Denver flying this thing 2 million jillion miles out into space. And do you know what the fascinating thing is? That it will take 0.4 of a second for the commands that he issues on his computer to get to this thing, to direct it to go left, right, up, down, sideways, to get to this asteroid. I mean, think about that. And so all of these things are inspiring us to go back to school, or to be involved at least in certain aspects of school. But yet we look at the other big problem the government has, and that's education, because it's made a mess of it. So that's one of the issues.
There in the top 10, you see, again, education.
Yeah.
When I said the environment, clean water, all the things that are privacy, and of course education. But education actually should be number one, because without education, we will never ever be able to deal with these things.
No.
It's not so much America falling behind; it's humanity falling behind.
Yes, you're right. Yep, we're reflective of what's going on the planet for sure. Okay, so let's talk about the you have this week posted at talkers.com the weekly display of your intelligence. And I'm not blowing smoke in your eye. I don't have to do that because you and I are pals. But it is interesting to hear you. I always like listening to you talk to people. So the Up Close and Far Out podcast that's there, and it's also on Podcast One, the focus with Dr. Joy Brown, who is well-known radio psychologist, the actually only person on the air who claims to be an advisor who actually has that degree. You and she talk about whether you're aiming at Donald Trump or not. A lot of people are going to think that you're aiming at him. But what do you want people to get out of it? What did you and Joy talk about?
Well, first of all, I'm very glad you're mentioning it. It's a good one. People can get to it just by going to www.upcloseandfarout.com. upcloseandfaroutcom, and you can hear this interesting conversation. Basically, it is not aimed at Donald Trump, although Donald Trump is probably the biggest target because he's the biggest candidate. But basically, it's aimed at the concept of, can we afford a crazy president, and is anybody running for president truly sane? The premise comes up, do you have to be crazy to even run for president
right,
in this environment?
Yep.
Do you realize the public humiliation? Humiliation in the full definition of the word. The public humiliation you must subject yourself to.
Look at the Clintons. Never mind Donald Trump. Look at the Clintons.
Right. Right. You know, is Hillary Clinton truly a stable human being? Is Donald Trump stable? Is Ted Cruz a stable human being? Are these people wired in a way that the average stable person is, only they have extraordinary skills of communication, wisdom, and maybe intelligence and education in certain areas that make them likely leaders? Or are they people with deep-seated, convoluted emotional issues and the drive that leads them to run for office of such a high stature and to say they could do it, rooted in some type of a deep mental instability, emotional quirkiness, and basically, are they nuts?
Okay, so let's take that and let's move it not just from the presidency of the United States. Look at some of the people who are leading or have led the rest of the world. Look at, you can go back only 100 years. You want Adolf Hitler, by definition, was insanity personified. And the other people that were with him were all insane. And so when you look at what's happened, look at the people leading in the Middle East, the insanity that there is in the leaders of the movements like Daesh and Al-Qaeda. Look at the Russian president. Look at the guy who's running North Korea. I mean, anybody.
Okay, so that brings up another, there's another topic for our top 10 list of the things we should be concerned about, and that is the fact that the human race borderlines and teeters on the brink of insanity at all times.
Yeah.
Because if Hitler was insane, go to YouTube and look at the crowds and the fervor that Hitler and Mussolini were able to instill and derive out of the populace that were just everyday working people like here. Yep. Insanity can, it's like a match can set a forest fire. Insanity lies just beneath the surface of the human condition.
And who among us can say they haven't done something that was truly insane in his or her life?
You could have a whole nation erupt in an outburst of figurative road rage.
Yeah, yeah.
When Argentina went crazy and decided that they could beat the British Navy back with the Falklands,
right?
The leaders in Argentina had the population wild in the streets. Bring it on. Maggie Thatcher was sending the British Navy. We're going to show Great Britain what we can do. The whole country was up in arms. They were going to sink the British Navy, and she wasted them in one day.
Right. Done. It just really is. It's
think
bizarre. Now I'm beginning to think whether or not you're crazy. I'm beginning to wonder about you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just a dramatic broadcaster.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
So did I sound crazy?
No, I'm just, we're all crazy. I think that's the idea. I'm nuts. You're crazy. We're all crazy.
But I'm not stupid.
No, there is a... Aha! We've gotten to the root of not all evil, but the root of our creativity, because most of the creative people in the world also are nuts. And so you can take that to the bank. 43 past the hour. You're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How strong is Allegra D?
If my congestion's out of my way, strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Illinois school students last year took a new standardized assessment called PARC. This exam marks the first time that tests were aligned to what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared Park with former state tests. Here's 2015 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Steve Elza.
Every teacher who took part in the research came to the same conclusion. Park is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because Park is aligned to our academic standard, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong, critical, and analytical thinking skills. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that Park is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will help make sure all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
All right, let's mosey along here. Michael Harrison with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show every week, a service of our separate and individual companies coming together to look at the list of things coming from the research, listening to the radio programs, the hosts, the stations, all that good stuff to come up with this list. The Oscars that were last week, we've been talking about things that are ridiculous. I think there was pretty much, other than the absurdity of the Thursday night debate, this is number two with a bullet here. The Oscar performance, I thought, was outrageous. I thought the whole thing hadn't got anything to do with my position on being open-minded, because I think I can say with confidence I'm the least person, least one to worry about on the air when it comes to discrimination. But I think it was just ridiculous, Michael. What do you hear from the conversations that people are having? What did you think when you were watching? The first few minutes were fine, but after that, I mean,
it's the race issue being trumpeted up to be, mm-hmm. Gigantic. And I'll tell you one thing. I have mixed feelings on it. I do think that the Oscars should question why is it that 77 times out of 88 Oscars, there have been no black nominees. I mean, that is a valid question. If it falls that way because that's the way they vote, okay. But it just makes you wonder.
Because there weren't just any movies or people that were good enough to be nominated? Will Smith.
I didn't see all the movies, and frankly, I only watched clips of the Oscars. I didn't watch it. I find award shows at this point in my life to be intolerable to watch from beginning to end. So thank goodness for the news and thank goodness for YouTube, and I get to see the highlights. So I saw the highlights and I read about it, so I know what happened. But I saw Will Smith. I think he deserved to be nominated.
In concussion,
he should have been.
In concussion.
Yeah.
I agree.
So 100%. Right there, I say to myself,
very important movie.
Yeah. Excuse me.
It was a very important movie. He did a great job.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but I don't know if he wasn't nominated because he's black. I don't know. I don't know if there's a racial reason. It just might be that people don't have any
taste. You want me to tell you what the reason is? Here's why he didn't get nominated. Because the NFL, you go back to big business, big politics, big government, and big sports. The NFL is so powerful, they got into that movie. They decimated the and basically ended up paying for it because it was going to come out anyway. But they changed the script, changed the tone of that movie. And if it had been done the way the script was written, he would have been nominated for an Academy Award. That's my reasoning. You mm-hmm. love the
you
NFL
might be right,
football,
you know,
but
well, the NFL is a disgraceful organization.
Awful.
That I am embarrassed to say I support.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I don't. I'm not embarrassed to say I don't support them. I think it's a horrible sport. I think that movie was so spot on, and it didn't go anywhere near far enough. I think that parents who let their kids play football are not good parents. That's how deep it goes with me. And there's another whole discussion which could take another hour. But unfortunately, we are out of time. So the best thing for you to do is check out the survey, if you will. We have them all posted, all the Talk 10 topics at DougStephan.com. Tell us which one you think is most important. But certainly a lot of work done here by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And check out the podcast as well, Up Close and Far Out at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week with us going through the important lists of discussion topics. I'm Doug Stephan at 51 past the hour on the countdown.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And exclusively on the countdown, we have the services of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, expert attorney, legal authority, runscamicide.com, which is something that we could talk about for all of the time that we have allotted every week on the countdown. But I want to get to your interpretation of some of the important stories. Number two this week, Erin Andrews. And that case, my God, when I listen to her and I look at the pathetic lawyers from the Marriott Hotel in Nashville, how in the name of God they can take this woman who's completely innocent of anything and everything and try to make her out to be the bad guy because they say that she didn't lose any money because of it. My God, Michael. I mean, Stephen, what in the world? Other than maybe making sure that, I mean, I can't imagine after this week that any woman who ran her own business or was responsible for spending money for travel would spend a nickel in the Marriott chain.
Well, what you're looking at is certainly the individual stalker. He's already been tried and convicted, and he's in prison, and there's no question about his responsibility. But when you look at Marriott, what is their responsibility? What kind of negligence was involved there? And what came out in the trial was that the stalker used a house phone to call Erin Andrews, and what happened is the house phone did it at a restaurant in Marriott, and it had a screen, and on the screen came up with her room. So now he knows her room number. He goes up there. He sees that the room next to hers is being made up, and he requests that room. So it's the lack of security here of Marriott. And, you know, it's the kind of thing, the way you're talking about it is the way a lot of people are talking about it. And this is a public relations debacle for them, and why they didn't not only settle this, but make the changes, which we hope they're doing, to their
security. Even to speak to that, this week one of the cable news channels sent out a crew, or maybe it was one of the nighttime news shows, they sent out a crew to a half a dozen Marriotts around the country, and they put the same scenario into place, and every one of them did the same exact thing the Nashville Marriott did. Okay, yeah, you want to know where Fred Smith is? He's in room 716. Okay, I want to book the room next to him. Fine. That would happen six times over the course of the week. So
yeah, I wasn't even aware of that, but it's absolutely outrageous. You know, the money that she will be given by a jury is dependent upon both how she may have financially lost, but also the emotional distress. And this jury, which I think is made up of about equal amounts of men and women, regardless, she's a very sympathetic, honest, testifying witness, and I think this is a public relations nightmare that Marriott could have avoided.
All right, next item, number three on our countdown this week, continuing focus on immigration policy. One of the things that we're not realizing here, and the Europeans are not talking about it, is that this is a United States problem. That is, we caused it. All those, and I think who said it? Was it Trump who said it? That we would not have the problem in Europe, we wouldn't have the problem with Daesh if it wasn't for George Bush getting everybody to get on board and go into Iraq. And I think he's right.
That's well, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day. And
so, but how does this affect? How legal are we? I mean, how responsible are we for this? We look at our own immigration policies and build a wall and all that other stuff. But for heaven's sakes, these migrant problems could be extraordinarily expensive all across the world.
Oh yeah, we. Our actions primarily destabilized the region. It's great with 2020 hindsight. Hopefully we learn as far as, you know, balancing out what we do for foreign policy in the future. But you're right. There's no legal liability on us as a country. And, you know, we're actually hit much less with this when it comes to immigration. You know, it's kind of interesting when Trump in particular talks about the tremendous amount of illegal aliens coming in from Mexico. More Mexicans are actually going back. And in fact, the largest numbers of people that are coming here are coming here from China. And actually, they're people who are bringing a great deal of skills. So he may be trying to cure a problem that doesn't exist.
Well, all right. So let's just, we got the Zika virus here, the legal ramifications of that. You know what? More importantly than that, let me put that aside for a second because we only have a few seconds left. The Apple versus the FBI thing. We talked about that a little bit last week. How has that changed this week legally?
Very interesting. A judge in a separate federal case in New York, but with similar circumstances, ruled strongly in favor of Apple, saying that the law that was used by the federal government, a couple of hundred-year-old law, does not apply here. That is not binding on the court in California, but it was a very cogent argument.
Yeah, it is. All right, speaking of cogent, that's the man. He is cogent. He is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and he is on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kistler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.